Dubai Eye
103.8.
More than getting good, me has your day. Just tell me, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. More than getting good, me has your day.
Now, Zina, you're going to need to explain this one. This is genuinely one of your favourite songs at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
What is it?
Where have you been hiding?
I'm not hiding. You know, I'm all up for K-cuisine, you know. I'm no stranger to that.
BTS is the
music
biggest.
Is still growing on me at the moment, okay?
Oh my gosh. It's like the number one music in the world. BTS is a band in South Korea. Biggest K-pop group in the world right now, and that is Boy With Love, their song that they've collaborated with Halsey.
As Zina was saying there, where have you been? And I think that is a good way to start, really, because if you have not been affected in some way, whatever your bag is, in some way by the K-wave, the Korean wave in recent times, then where have you been, basically? To explain this phenomenon to us and come up with a couple of other surprises, we're joined in the studio by the man behind the brand that is Cafe Bloom, one of the standout venues here in town, getting awards left, right and centre. So many amazing write-ups as well. And basically, anyone that walks through the door down there at Cafe Bloom seems to come out with a big smile on their face and tell all their friends about it as well. That's got to have something to do with Chang Sub Chin, who joins us live here in studio. Great to have you on board.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you. All good? Well, Cafe Bloom?
Very good. Thanks, yeah? thanks to your support, yeah.
Getting ready it's going to be a busy period for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing a lot of events right now. On Saturday, my wife, Kate, who's running Lemmy's Beauty, is doing an event with a flower lady they're going to be making wreaths, and they're going to explain about K-beauty and things like that.
Nice.
And throughout the year, we're always having cooking classes and events and collaborations with other restaurants and stuff. So, yeah.
Right. I need you first and foremost to put me right, okay? Because I need to be put in my place. South Korea's number one tennis player is coming to the Mubadala World Tennis Championship. Correct pronunciation?
Chung-hyun.
Chung-hyun.
Yeah. Good. Not bad.
Chung-hyun. So,
Chung-hyun.
But yeah. Even despite the fact that it is in English, I suppose they show the Hyung first, but it comes, you swap them around, yeah?
Yeah. We say the last name first and then the first name afterwards.
See, this is just an education at the moment.
Script is wrong.
Script is wrong. We'll get that one sorted. So that's good to know that South Korea's number one tennis player is coming to town next week, which is just yet another talking point. In terms of, let's start with the Korea wave, if we can. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to get my head around it. So I reckon the first time that I really had an inkling of a bit of a murmuring was probably the early 2000s. It probably dates back to earlier than that. But certainly the early 2000s is when it started going very international. What are the sort of reasons for the fact that basically you can put the word K in front of any other word in the English dictionary now?
We've basically patented the word K. it seems like you've done your research. To be honest, my wife did help me a little bit on this. So in the 90s, Korean drama became really popular outside of Korea. So yeah. In China, in Japan, and sooner like later on in Iran as well. And basically, people just became fascinated with the culture, with the food, and that's kind of where it started. In my opinion, also, the Korean immigrants that kind of went to US, Australia, UK, they're also the ones that kind of facilitated in the popularization of Korean culture, food, and K-pop, yeah.
Let's talk UAE if we can. Give us an idea about the Korean community here. How much has that grown in recent years?
So actually, I've been here for 27 years.
Wow.
I've been here since 92, and back then there was maybe like 500 Koreans here. Mm. But now, thanks to obviously Samsung, Hyundai, all these big companies, also we're building the nuclear plant in Abu Dhabi.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I think right now there's around 7,000 in Dubai, 7,000 in Abu Dhabi. And I think the relationship between Korea and UAE is getting stronger. So hopefully there'll be more and more Koreans coming into the UAE.
And in terms of a community like that, we find it, don't we? We find it with all our communities, be it Filipino, be it British, be it Korean. The birds of a feather flock together to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. With that growth of the community, has there been sort of more demand on genuine Korean restaurants and offerings?
So as you explained, we have an Asian supermarket / coffee shop / Korean beauty shop, and we're located in actually Zabil House, the same building as Zabil House. And the reason we did that is because, again, Koreans like to kind of live in the same community, and a lot of them live in the Greens. But that's one of the main things about Koreans. You know, we like to flock together. We like to eat our own food. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to bring in interesting products, new products that are trending in Korea. And
let's do K-pop. I want to talk food, obviously, because that's my sort of bag in just a little while. And I've got the right man with us here. K-pop, I'll put my hands up. I'm yet to be convinced. But Zena's LMA, you can pick up from here. Help me.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's not just a genre, but it's basically, K-pop is an explosion of Korean talent, basically. And they're going worldwide. So even though people don't understand Korean, they like to sing along to the songs.
This is what I don't get. You're going to have to help me out, both of you, because I get it. Why Koreans around the world. And we talked there about the diaspora of Koreans around the world. And if you've got K-pop bands doing the rounds, then I get that. But when my daughter comes home and starts singing along as well, I can't work it out.
I think they've kind of perfected the formula. They train super hard. I mean, I don't know if you know about their daily routine. You know, they're like athletes, right? They dance every single day, sing every single day. Obviously, it helps that they're super handsome or beautiful. And their songs are catchy, and they've been doing it for such a long time. And obviously, it's worked.
And in terms of the sort of demand for them, I mean, they are perform. We've seen them before down here, Dubai Fountains, etc., across the region as well. There is a global demand for these bands now.
Oh, for sure. And I think they've tapped into almost every market except for the Middle East. And this is kind of what they're trying to focus on right now. Like SM Town, which is one of the biggest labels in Korea, they did an event last year in Dubai. BTS, they were in Saudi Arabia recently in Riyadh. I think there's maybe like 35,000 people showed up, which is amazing. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, they're going to do more events. And hopefully we'll see more of them here.
Mm. And actually, I see a lot of people, non-Koreans, Arabs, Indians, and Filipinos, walking around sporting Korean hairstyles and outfits. It's just the amount of influence it has on pop culture these days. It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the reasons why we moved into our new space in the Greens, because we realized Korean food is not just for Koreans, right? Mm. Everybody likes Asian food, and we wanted to appeal to those who are interested in K-pop and Korean dramas and stuff. So definitely, I think the majority of the people, that watch or listen to K-pop are non-Koreans.
Okay, so we're going to get onto the food in a few moments' time. We've done the tennis. We've done the K-pop. We've sort of touched on K-drama and the content that's being created out there in terms of films and TV shows as well. K-beauty. Talk to us about the rise of K-beauty.
So it's quite interesting. So a lot of brands, Western brands, would actually kind of OEM. It means like they're packaging the products in their own brand, but making it in Korea. So they've been doing that for such a long time. And basically, Korean brands started coming out with very high-quality cosmetic products and pricing it very in an approachable manner that normal consumers can buy it. And I think people have reacted well to that. And now it's a huge in London, in the U.S. And we wanted to create a platform here because we felt like nobody was doing it justice. Mm. So my wife, Kate, created a brand called Lamise Beauty. And it's
K with a K, yeah?
K with a K, exactly. Had to be. We have a Korean cosmetics multi-shop bringing in around 20, 30 brands from Korea. And she's always testing the products and filtering the quality. And always bringing new products.
Have your say on the agenda.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby.
With Tom Urquhart.
On Dubai I 103.
Yeah, there's only one way really to start this segment, isn't there? There's a bit more BTS, quite right too, as well. That's apparently, Zena tells me, Boy With Love. By BTS. So we'll have more details on that once she's got off the phone. In the meantime, though, we continue our conversation with our dear friend, Mr. Chang Sub Chin of Cafe Bloom. He's here in studio, and he comes bearing gifts as well. We've just been out in the tasting room. I mean, let's start with Korean food, K-food in general. Misunderstood?
Not misunderstood, but not understood deep enough. Mm. I think when you think Korean food, you have the street food like tteokbokki, which is the spicy rice cake. You have kimchi, which is very popular now because of its probiotics and it being really, really healthy. And of course, the Korean barbecue. Mm. But it's, you know, it's endless. They have noodle dishes, they have fermented pickled dishes, and it's just, and also wherever you go in Korea, the different states have their own dishes, right? So even kimchi, it's not just cabbage. You know, you can ferment everything that's in season, and that's how kimchi started. Mm. So basically, we were not a very rich country back then, and they would find a way to preserve the vegetables. And so whatever was in season, they would ferment it, and that would be called kimchi.
Mm.
Yeah. So
I've just tried some out there. Look, I think the reason I ask you that question is that I think, you know, I'm a very open-minded foodie, and I will try anything. And I've got kimchi's just been one of those things. I don't know if I've had a bad experience with it in the past or not, but the kimchi that you've just served me, and I'm not just saying this because you're in front of me, was delicious.
Thank you. So we obviously represent Korea. We like to think of ourselves as cultural ambassadors, and we don't want to bring in bad quality products. So we make sure we bring in the best that Korea has to offer.
Mm. Yeah. So we've just had some kimchi. You've just brought us, to my mind, one of the most strawberryest of strawberries I've had in a long time. And this is fruit that you're bringing in.
Yeah, so we like to bring in seasonal fruits on a weekly basis from Japan and Korea. And right now, strawberry season has started. And basically, I just think the quality of farming in Korea and Japan is just a lot better than what other parts of the world has to offer. Mm. So for example, when it comes to strawberries or melons, for example, we bring in Japanese melons. If there's 10 strawberries on one branch, they will get rid of the five so that the remaining sugar goes into the remaining five. So yeah. It's just, yeah, amazing quality, and we'll just have it until the season ends.
Talk to me about sea urchins, if you can.
So sea urchin is not Korean, it's Japanese. We do get it in Korea, but basically we supply this to a lot of restaurants in Dubai. Sea urchin, uni, as it's called in Japanese, it's the eggs. It's the roe of sea urchin. It's that spiny thing that you see on the beach. They crack it open. They scoop out five roes per sea urchin. So you can imagine how many sea urchins had to go through to make that wooden plate right there. And it's just, you know, you can have really bad sea urchin, but again, we want to bring in the best quality, and it's just really creamy, really sweet. And it's just, you have the flavor of the ocean in your mouth.
Creamy and sweet. I thought it would taste a little briny and extremely salty, but not.
Right, because it's so sensitive. A lot of people put chemicals in there, which creates a real bitterness and brininess. But ours is, you know, chemical free, and it's just, yeah.
Really, it is really delicious. Yeah. It is delicious. Thank you. And I'm not just saying that. Well, I've just tried it. In fact, you posted it up onto social, is that right?
Yes. You eating sea urchin eggs and kimchi.
Bit of kimchi. We've got seaweed for afters. I've tried the strawberries. Absolutely delicious. I mean, is this sort of reflective of what you're trying to do with the menu down at Cafe Bloom?
To be honest, I want to be more experimental. I've thought about this for a long time. I think we will be next year. The reason we are serving like sandwiches and, you know, cafe bites is because I didn't think it would go well with the coffee. Like if we serve noodles or sea urchin in our cafe, I didn't think it would complement it. But I changed my mind when I went to Taiwan and I saw a bubble tea shop serving beef noodle soup. So I was like, why can't I do that? So hopefully next year we'll be changing the menu.
And talking of next year, I mean, 2020 is just around the corner as well. Big year for the UAE.
Yep.
Expo 2020, I'm sure Korea will have its place a part to play during Expo 2020 as well. What have you got in the pipeline? What's in store for you with not just the cafe, but all the different ventures you're doing?
Right. So obviously we have the three main concepts in our shop, and the response has been great thanks to everybody's support. And for us, we just want to open up more shops, not just in this city, but in Abu Dhabi, in the region, in Saudi. I was just there yesterday. And so, yeah, my plan is to do that. And we want to get involved with the expo and stuff. So hopefully we'll do something interesting.
We're really looking forward to it. You must come back and tell us all about it in the new year as well. In the meantime, though, people are taking a bit of time off over the next couple of days and weeks. This is the perfect opportunity to try something new. Come and buy some genuine Korean product. Come and try it as well at Cafe Bloom. How do people find out more about it, Jung?
You can follow us on Instagram. It's 1004Gourmet. And Cafe Bloom and Lamise Beauty on Instagram.
So, and whereabouts are you?
We are actually in the Onyx Tower in the Greens. Again, the same building as Zabil House, which you're doing the promotion with. And we're on the second floor. So it might be a little bit hard to find, but I promise you it's worth it.
Right. Bless you. Thanks so much, Anoop, for coming in. All
the
best
for
the for forthcoming weeks as well.
Appreciate
Christmas,
it.
New Year's, everything happening at the moment. So thank you so much indeed for taking time to come and speak to us. And all the best for 2020.
Thanks again.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.